Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Once again, let's check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zara's, with her recipe of the week. Sydney joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
How are you loving this winter weather, Sydney, in January?
I know, Jamie. All of this snow is just so wonderful to finally see.
Are you someone who really enjoys winter? You love to get out and have some fun?
You know what? I will admit I am a little bit more of a summer person, but I do enjoy winter when there is some beautiful snow out there. So I am enjoying this weather, I do have to say.
All right. Well, I imagine you've got something to warm us up this week.
I do. So this week's recipe is inspired by all of the freshly fallen snow that we've had this week, because what pairs better with snow and winter activities than hot chocolate? So this week's recipe is a homemade hot chocolate mix.
All right, let's warm up with a mug. Sounds good. Take it away, Sydney.
Yeah, so you know what? Making your own powdered hot chocolate mix is actually super simple and really fast. Plus, this version uses skim milk powder, which is high in calcium and protein, so it's really great for supporting strong bones and teeth for the whole family. So to make this recipe, you're going to combine 1 cup of instant skim milk powder, 1/3 cup of sugar, and 1/2 cup of unsweetened cocoa powder in a container. You're going to mix that until it's well combined, and then you can store it in an airtight container in your cupboard for up to 2 months. And when you're ready to make a mug of hot chocolate, all you have to do is heat up about 3/4 cup of milk on the stove until it's almost boiling, and then stir in about 3 tablespoons of your hot chocolate mix. Mix it until it's well combined, and then you can top it off with some marshmallows, whipped cream, or maybe even some leftover crushed candy canes, and enjoy.
It sounds like a great idea. And as you mentioned, it can keep for at least a couple of months once you've made it. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yep. It's great for a couple of months in your cupboard. So this is one of those recipes that, again, if you're kind of looking for something to do, maybe on the weekend, it only takes a couple of minutes and then, you know, you'll have it for quite a while over the winter months.
And of course, we'll share that recipe on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And Sydney, I know our listeners are appreciating these homemade ideas for something like a homemade hot chocolate mix. You know, it's easy to get takeout, or it's easy to open up that box and rip open that pouch. But something like this, when it's homemade, it just makes it extra special.
Absolutely. And the other nice part, too, is that, you know what, sometimes all of our taste preferences are different. So if you find that, you know, maybe those pre-made hot chocolates are a little bit sweet for you, this is a really great way where you can, you know, maybe cut back a little bit on the sugar, feel like it a little bit more chocolatey, add a little bit more cocoa powder. And that's the beauty of making these things at home, is you can really customize it to your own taste.
And with all the snow flying, there's a great project for this weekend. There you go. Of course, the recipe of the week, we'll have it on our social media. And Sydney, before we let you go, we got to talk about it. Another amazing offer going on at Zara's with regard to PC Optimum points.
Yes, Jamie, our 50% back in PC Optimum point offer is back again this year. So from January 26th until February 22nd, you will receive 50% back in PC Optimum points on any nutrition services that you purchase. So that means that for every hour of nutrition counseling, you can earn 55,000 PC Optimum points, which is the equivalent of $55 worth of free groceries. So if you've been thinking about nutrition counseling, now is a really great time to take advantage of this deal. You can find all the information about that and my contact information on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian at Zara's.
And of course, we share that on our social media as well. And Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zara's, I guess for this weekend, I think it's probably going to be some shoveling of snow or blowing out the snow from the driveway. Maybe not necessarily outdoor activities for you, but you like those indoor winter activities like curling, right?
Oh, absolutely, Jamie. You know what? I have not managed to get back on the ice to curl again since the last time we chatted about that a couple months ago, but it is on my to-do list because it really is such a great winter sport, and I commend everybody out there who does curl because it is very difficult.
And fun, too. There you go. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian, is there. Thanks, Sydney. Enjoy the weekend.